Drive.
Rob Carr. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast episode 554. My name's Wilkins. Anna Hummel next to me here.
What's up?
What's up, dude? I can't turn my head to look at you.
What happened?
I don't know. My body is rejecting. Yeah, it's really. Well, I mean, I've had back and neck pain for many, many years. And sometimes it just flares up.
Hmm.
Something gets lodged and I can't move.
Do you see a chiropractor?
I was looking for my old chiropractor. I do, and that helps me feel better. It usually fixes it immediately. Then I start to ache again the next day, but it's a manageable ache.
Yeah.
At least I don't have like a pinched nerve
right.
type of situation going.
Do you believe in chiropractics?
Whoa.
In the sense of like, here's the thing. Does it make you feel better?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, like, does it really do anything for you long-term? Is it possibly damaging you in ways that you're unaware? Probably.
Maybe.
Probably not supposed to snap your neck like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's violent.
You know, I really got kind of turned off because I don't know if you remember, but at Johnny's wedding, there was one of his buddies, his wife, do you remember this story?
No.
Went to a chiropractor. And they did the neck thing, and they like severed the main vein.
She's paralyzed.
I think she was okay, believe it or not.
What? Who? Do I know the friend? Did I?
I can't remember his name.
Okay.
I'm so bad with names.
Was she in attendance, or she was like?
She was not. He was in the wedding. He was like a main dude in the wedding. He was it wasn't a comic. He was. She's kind of short, like Asian, like East Asian, glasses, kind of chunky.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But his wife had an incident with a chiropractor.
Yeah. Snapped her, what do you call that? The big vein? The one you definitely do not. Aside from the one in your leg, the one in your
carotid?
Neck. Yeah, the carotid.
The
totally
artery?
Snapped it, and it just...
Oh, that's not good.
And she survived. You would think that's the one that goes to your brain.
Oh,
that's a major issue.
That's a problem. That's the one we talk about a lot in jiu-jitsu because if you have enough pressure on both sides of them, you will go out in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. So. Oh, she went out. She did go out, but they did revive her. And I think she's probably a millionaire now.
Oh, well,
obviously, there's going to be a lawsuit. They carry a lot of liability insurance, I would imagine. You'd have to if you're in that line of work, just in case you, I don't know. Tear somebody's artery or something like that.
I'm mostly concerned about being paralyzed. If I ever become paralyzed, I want to be euthanized.
So you say that now, but I feel like you would change your mind.
I don't want to be in the Paralympics. I want to be in grave. Is that wrong to say?
That's your preference. You know, I certainly can't fault you for that.
Yeah.
So we do have some good news. We did find out, I believe I've solved the call problem. So you can call live on air. Now, this is not...
Joe, relax.
Joe's already...
Joe, relax.
So you can do that. Now, we're at the mercy of Anna here. Anna's going to be... in control of the telephone that does that. And this is not a high-end, you know, radio station. This is a podcast that we do online. So we're going to do our best to try to get to those, to figure it out. But if you want to call, I'm not saying we're even going to get, I don't know. This is an experiment. So if you want to, you have to be patient with us. It's 813-693-2124. That's the phone number. You can call live now. It should be scrolling across the screen here. 813-693-2124. There it is. Here it comes.
It'd be a lot better than the Groundhog Day that I'm here every morning. I wake up and go through the same routine with the same evil people that just absolutely suck and are working against me instead of working with me. and make my life a living hell. And that's, I had a lot of that today and yesterday and even the day before. So it seems to be every day, and I'm not complaining. I'm just updating and informing.
Well, we appreciate that. And also, by the way, when you sent me all those videos of your heyday being in the ring with John Cena and Hulk Hogan, I sent those right over to Will, and he was very impressed.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Before you go on about your life, I need to know, does it sound better now?
Let me check. Video? Hold on. I'm going to turn it on the TV.
And can you guys hear that? Okay, because Mike's...
Oh, yeah.
Better?
Oh,
much
we're better. Back. Okay, we're back. We're back in the game.
And I guess you can hear the call now, too, I hope.
What was the setting?
An engineer? Why
do you care? It's StreamYard. There was just... we can hear him. Okay, great. This is phenomenal. This is a game changer.
Good.
Frankly.
I think you just made Will's day, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. That's what I aim to do. I mean, I can't do anything else but lay in a bed all day, so I might as well make people's day while I'm at it.
That's very true. I hope I didn't. I mean, listen, I'm just being honest. I'm not really trying to offend or not offend anyone by saying what I said, but I don't know how active your lifestyle was. I know you were doing angel dust with Puerto Rican hookers.
Nice. That was only 1 year, and there was never hookers.
Just 1 year.
There was never hookers.
Okay, sorry. Well, in my mind, she was. But me, I've been a very active person my whole life. So I feel like if I couldn't use my legs, and especially if I couldn't use my legs and my arms, I want to be put out of my misery.
I understand, and it's really tough. See, I've come to peace with the fact of my situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I could tolerate the pain, and I could tolerate the being alone all day and all that stuff and the miserable care that I get. And that's kind of where it changed, because when I was home, I hired my own people. When I was home, I trained my own people. Now I'm stuck with people that are in their 70s, and none of them want to work. None of them want to do anything.
Do you have a colostomy bag?
No, I did have one, though, when
so
I first came out.
So how do you do the doo-doo?
The caca? I have a bedpan.
But someone has to wipe you, right?
No, not really. All they got to do is kind of slide the bedpan out from underneath me and then just feed me washcloth so I can wipe myself. Because I'll do a better job than anybody else. That's why, like, I just, once in a while, I'll clean my whole body from head to toe.
Yeah.
And today was the day. I usually do it on Wednesdays and then a half-ass cleaning on Saturday.
So you
or
never
Sunday.
Really, like, take a shower.
They have a shower here, and they said if I could get into a wheelchair, that they can wheel me in and just, you know, shower me. Like, they really want me
just
to get into the shower so bad.
That's what I was going to say. Take them outside, Tommy boy.
But I'm gonna,
like
I'm
my
gonna,
dad used
I'm
to gonna, do when I was like seven from the, coming home from the beach. Yeah.
I'd go for that. If they could roll my bed through the door, roll me outside, hose me down in the bed. I don't care. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm so much cleaner than anybody else because I have the...
How do you
the,
know you don't see I, anyone else?
Oh, I see people that come in and out of my room all day, whether I want them to or not. I see a nurse three times a day. I see my CNA three times a day.
But you're cleaner than them?
Oh, yeah, by far.
They are moving and sweating.
Yeah. I sweat too. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's
for some reason.
True. The meat sweats,
yeah,
right? I know.
Yep. Big time. You get them now too?
No, I don't.
I never had that problem. That's
Joe,
all
can
new.
Joe, can I ask you? I got to get the show started, and I do appreciate you calling and let me know about that. I'm glad you're our first call on
Ever.
The show.
Me too.
Yeah. So how did you end up where you're at? I've heard the story that you were doing drugs with, you know, prostitutes, but what happened? You know what I mean?
Okay, so first let me correct the prostitutes again. We've never had prostitutes. I've had a harem of hot, young, attractive females that are all over 20. So that was how I rolled. I had a Cadillac. I had nice dress clothes, pocket full of money. I had everything in the world that the world
had
to offer.
What was your job?
I owned my own business. So for 16 years, I was in the liquor business.
Okay.
And then at 30, I got out, and then I owned my own Kirby vacuum distributorship.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so it taught me a lot of communication skills. I was in like four different people's homes a day, 7 days a week. And I didn't even take off Thanksgiving or Christmas because I really didn't have anything to go for. I never really had any family except for my mom. And I took her and my dog for granted. So now I'm kicking myself. Here they sit. My dog's ashes and my mom's ashes are sitting right here in this room.
Oh my gosh.
And I have to reflect on the fact of how all the times I was mean to my mom or all the times I went out partying.
How old are you again? 45?
Yeah, I'm 45. I'll be 46 in July.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But wait, what happened?
So I had to correct the prostitutes. I did do the angel dust after the problem started. So the problem started, I was walking on the beach and all of a sudden my right foot hurt so much. I'm driving home from the beach. I couldn't even press the gas pedal, my right foot and ankle. I don't know, but I fought it off. And then the next weekend we went to Six Flags and it came back, and this time it never went away. So I waited 6 months, but then I finally went to the emergency room and they did blood work, x-rays, ultrasounds. They couldn't come up with nothing. So they sent me hobbling back to my car, and then I went back to work, and then I just couldn't walk anymore. It just hurt so much. So then finally I had to see so many specialists and so many different situations. Meanwhile, this infection that started in my foot is crawling up both my legs. So now, yeah, the sugar foot. Yeah, I know,
so
it's
you
funny.
Have diabetes?
But I didn't have diabetes before this started. They've given me once I went to that emergency room that one time, that was the beginning of the end for me. Because I should have probably just let it rip and then just kept going. But instead, once they got their dirty hospital teeth into me, it's a wrap. They
gave me diabetes. You got an infection from the hospital.
No. The infection, I believe I must have got it at the beach because it started right there at the beach, unless it started before that. But it started in my right foot, destroyed both my legs. Now I guess I have no cartilage, neither one of my knees. They tried one of those cortisone shots. Didn't work. They tried every medicine under the sun. Meanwhile, I did try every medicine under the sun.
Was it like a tick or something? Like a Lyme disease?
I'm going with parasitic infection.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going with. Tearing my body apart from the inside because it's made its way up and it's ruined my whole body from top to bottom. But the thing is, I tried cocaine. I tried all the pills.
Yeah.
I tried everything under the sun and nothing would work. And then this girl gave me a blunt of angel dust. And when I smoked it, my brain tricked my foot into thinking that I wasn't in pain anymore.
Oh, wow.
And I was walking and I was, oh my God, it was amazing. So I had that on check.
Is that PCP or meth, angel dust?
That's PCP. I never tried meth.
That's what Rodney King was on when he was taking on 10 white cops and winning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your body just turns into a cloud.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's really awesome. But that was the thing that was helping me. But then I got caught with it and then I went to jail. And I got good medical care while I was in jail.
Oh, that's nice.
That was the first time I really got to find out what it was like.
Jail or where you're at now?
Where I'm at now is 100 times worse than jail.
Wow.
The food in jail is so much better. The camaraderie is so much better. Oh, yeah.
Do you get everything is bananas in jail? Because you always post
no,
your bananas.
No,
so you get some.
I wasn't on the banana. I wasn't on the banana trip then. I only got out of jail and then I got into bananas. Wow. Yeah, I didn't learn anything about bananas.
Your life is
while
better
I was jail.
Now because you probably wouldn't be able to get like Papa John's in prison or Chipotle. You know,
yeah,
or donuts.
But, you know, when you're in prison, that stuff doesn't matter. Because you don't think about that stuff. You just think about surviving every day. You don't think about, I wish I could get a Papa John's pizza. Like, you don't even think about that. You just think about, man, I just can't wait till lunch comes. Hopefully I can get an extra tray. Like, that's my mind state.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joe, I appreciate the time. We're already halfway through the half an hour here, but it's good to talk to you and we'll do more of this.
Yeah, I'd like to. You know what I was thinking about doing? I was thinking about doing a YouTube stream and talking about from the first second that what happened to me started and streaming forever, however long it takes to get the entire story told right up
great.
To this moment.
Sugarfoot memoir. I like it.
Well, Buzzard Bob's got the same legs that I had when I was
at my
worst.
Don't get me started
right
on
before.
Buzzard Bob. We know what sort of dirty things he's into, that little dirty
birdie. He posted a picture of his legs, and they look exactly like my legs when all this started, when I almost died when I was septic.
Did you tell him, hey, bud, this is your future?
I haven't talked to him. If I could, I would tell him.
Doesn't he hate
here's
you?
Here's what you need to do. So he does, huh?
Doesn't he hate you?
Everybody does.
That's right.
Every single person hates me. There's not one single person left that
we love you.
Me in any type of way.
Will and I.
I know.
Don't shrug. Don't shrug.
I know. I'm just and I appreciate you, and that's why I'm here.
Good. Good. Here meaning like alive or calling.
No,
in?
You. Yeah, I'm here in this moment because of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, true.
We adore you, Joe, and I'm sorry that your situation is so trash, but it seems like you've made the best of it.
Just keep in mind, you asked. If you didn't ask, I would have nothing but positive things to say. I dig positivity out of every area.
You, beckoned you to tell us your story.
No, I asked. Yeah, I wanted to know. So I'm glad I got to know now. Joe,
stay away from Puerto Rican hookers and angel dust.
They don't have Puerto Ricans or angel dust out here, so I'm all set. I can't even get Jamaican food.
It's more of like a PSA to the audience.
Oh, okay. Cool deal. Well, thank you, my friend. This has been fun, and I'll look forward to doing it in the future.
All right, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Take care.
God bless.
God bless. Oh, I used to say that all the time.
He goes, wow. Finally got to talk to Joe.
You've never heard his voice before, hey?
Well, he's left messages. Oh, and you can do that as well, too. 813-693-2124. We are taking live calls. Probably, well, let's do a story, and then in the back end, because we've been going way over the... you know, hour sometimes. We're going an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, we went like 2.5 last week with Eric.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a good reason. You know, this, it's obviously free if you miss it, but to join live on Wednesday, you can tune in, watch the whole show, call in, leave comments. You could do all that stuff. So that's the incentive to tune in live. If you can't, like audio only, you can join the Substack. I made it as cheap as I possibly could. Also, just join Substack anyway. There is a free version. You can get the free podcast that comes out on Sundays early on Wednesday. I put them up right after we're done here, so you can get access to that right away. And Rumble, YouTube, all that good stuff. And then we play Eric. That's all right. Radio St. Pete on Sunday. And the podcast is released on Sunday as well. And then the vidcast, if you missed it, comes out on Sunday. So anyway. There's so much politics stuff going on.
Yeah, where does one start?
I was looking at, like, do we want to talk about all the things that are happening? There's so much happening, I can't keep up with it, and I'm a news junkie.
Can I see the prep sheet? Because, I mean, it was definitely, like, full by the time I even got to it.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about maybe a fun thing like Kanye West and his naked wife?
Yeah, I was thinking, even though it's sort of political... Since he's a local, the most famous person in Tampa Bay.
Oh.
The Hulkster.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes.
The Hulkster. He got booed.
Bad.
At Raw Netflix debut. And Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, blamed his right-wing political leanings for why WWE fans booed him mercilessly on the surprise return of Raw on January 6th, the national holiday that he celebrates. Here he is on the Pat McAfee show explaining that.
Then, as a friend of Trump, you go speak for Trump. Then you piss off about half of the country.
Yeah.
Are you still in the middle of feeling that? Like at the Intuit Dome? I don't think any of us expected.
No, I did.
You expected that because of the political stuff or because of everything else?
But you got to realize, last time I ran hard in L.A., I was a bad guy. I was Hollywood Hogan, man. I was riding dirty with the boys, you know, Nash and Hall and... We were spray painting people and crotch-shotting everybody and started out with the two sweet stuff. So last time I was there, I was a heel. But I think the politics had a whole lot to do with it, like you said.
I would say, yeah, I would assume you get into the politics and also some other stuff, you know.
Yeah, of course. But at the end...
Yeah. I mean, when you're in a public eye for 40 years.
Yeah, you do slip and fall a couple of times.
Yeah, and they're going to see it. Everybody's
but anyway,
see it.
At the end of the day, we kind of looked at it the next day because, you know, I had like 11 billion impressions. You know, and some of the other guys, some of the big stars that were on that car that night only had like 3 billion. I don't name names, but, you know, we were
so you were like, well,
yeah, I was like, hate me some more.
We actually ran a press conference the day after. I don't know if you got a chance to see it from the Hulkster, but we have a lot of questions for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, but the one thing is I was talking about the beer, you know, we're in a relationship with the WWE, you know, they're my partner in this thing. And I had to be a good guy in L.A.
Yes.
Now, if this was for wrestling and they turned on me like that, I'd have turned into Hollywood Hulk. And I said,
oh, hell yeah.
So you hate me for everything I've done for all the Make-A-Wish kids and everything I did for your kids. Well, guess what? I did it for the money. and by the way, since you want so much hatred coming your way, I hope you have a good time when Kamala Harris, you know, is your new governor, and you're all standing in the soup line. Mic drop. See you.
Jeez Louise. You know,
but I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I was ready. I was ready to go after him.
Well, I thought.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
That event.
I just don't think it was over the politics.
What could it have been, though?
Just everyone hates him because he sucks.
He does? I feel like everybody
tired
loves-
and annoying. and he just like won't die. Like, go away already. I think people are sick of him. Maybe it is because of the politics. I don't know. It's LA. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've asked the boyfriend this as well, but maybe you have more insight.
Mm-hmm.
You're like you're not a wrestling guy, but like, okay, the demographic of people who watch WWE, which, no offense, Joe, is atrocious. It's disgusting. It's absolutely abysmal. But the demographic of people, can you describe the arc? I understand there's probably like a range. Describe the archetype of person that is a WWE fan. Are they, I'm assuming in my mind, it's like the people that go to Comic-Con, but maybe like a little bit cooler. Does that make sense? Like, they're into cartoons, but they're into fake, I can't swear, fake stuff. You know, they're
well, don't say wrestling's fake now. I got to stop you.
Well, yeah,
we know that wrestling isn't fake. It's predetermined. Choreographed. Yes, that's right.
Choreographed. It's rehearsed. Whatever. It's written. It's scripted. But it definitely involves a lot of athleticism. I would never deny that.
Sure, put their bodies on the line.
Oh, every day, 100%. But what is the archetype of person? Are they like the kind of person that would be into Pokemon and stuff? Because that's what I'm saying. Like anime, Pokemon, Comic-Con, wrestling.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's weird. I did watch wrestling as a even a teenager, late teenager, probably until I was about 16.
Okay, but that's kind of,
yeah, mature. I mean, I was a kid,
yeah,
at that time. I think though that in the beginning, in the 90s, well, it used to be on TV, and I think all sorts of folks watched it, like in the 40s and 50s. It was kind of just like
not
something
a lot
to
was
do.
On back then.
That's,
you know,
true.
So
that's true. But people would go and watch it, and then it kind of became in the 90s. It was kind of like, you know, candy gumball, you know, for kids.
Yeah.
Then that's where the Hulkster kind of rose to fame, yes. Right? Take your vitamins, say your prayers, that type of stuff. Then in the like late 90s, the Attitude Era happened, and that's when I got super into it.
The Attitude Era?
Yeah, it was called the Attitude Era. Essentially what it was a male soap opera. So they had like real storylines, like people getting shot, who shot this person. I mean, it was really like a male soap opera. So at that point, I was still a kid. I don't know if there is an average kind of archetype of what a wrestling fan is, because I think it covers a vast amount of people. I would say probably overwhelmingly male.
Oh, certainly. May I throw out a few adjectives?
Sure.
Overweight.
I mean,
autistic.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Maybe not like great with women.
Maybe they are kind of
arrested
dorks.
Development.
I would say dorks, maybe a little bit.
Okay.
Not nerds, because nerds are smart. So like kind of dorky, maybe. Yikes. Like they like Godsmack. Like that's their favorite band. Does that make sense?
Couldn't even name a song. I've heard of Godsmack.
Okay.
Maybe
like
it's
Tool.
Metallica?
They like Tool.
Tool, Tool rules. Tool.
Yeah. Tool rocks. And I'm going to go see SmackDown.
Okay.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it's like now. I think it's more because they had to calm it down because it got too intense. The storylines.
Do the fans like, you know, at sports games, the fans will get drunk and they will fight each other.
Yeah.
You would think that these fans would be the most aggressive because all they see are fights, in quotes.
Yeah.
But is that not the case? Are they kind of more tame than a sports fan would be?
Well, I think it's one of those things that people know now for sure that it is not fake, but predetermined.
Of course.
So I think they understand that it's kind of just a good escape. You're watching, you know, a soap opera we're watching a play, essentially, like a Broadway play. In an arena.
That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Because now I feel like it's art. And I completely dismissed it as not a creative art at all. I just thought it was annoying.
Oh.
But it seems like there is like an art to it, it seems. A creative
I art. Think so. I think so. Because they have to, you know, like you said, choreograph everything. It's a dance. You know, you obviously run the risk of, I mean, you really beat up your body.
Sure.
So I think it takes, you know, a real talent. And then you also have to not only have the athletic ability, but you also have to have charisma as well to win over an audience. So you have to be a performer. you're like, they're everybody's Hugh Jackman. Essentially, they can sing, they can dance, they can do it all, they can act.
Do they really have to have charisma, or are they just like kind of playing a character for 10 minutes?
But that's, I think that's part of it, because you have to charm an audience either in a negative way, where you get the heel characters, or a positive way where you're kind of like a, you know, a superhero like Hulk Hogan was.
Does everyone boo the heel, or do some people like love the heel?
Some people love them.
Okay.
They're just, you know, they're the black hats. They're kind of, you know, you root for the bad guy.
Sure, sure. I didn't know if like they're a fan favorite, like all the heels are a fan favorite or not necessarily.
I would say the majority are not. I mean, heels are there for a reason to root against, but there's always people who stand out against the crowd, right? And kind of.
Yeah, the rebels.
Rebel. Yeah, root for the rebel, the bad guy.
Because my thing is, at least my hypothesis is maybe that people who liked it as kids and just kind of, it's nostalgic for them. Like they never really grew out of it. But then you got to think like all the characters that they were into as kids are not in it anymore.
Yeah.
So,
well, no, I mean, a lot of the ones that surprisingly, like I saw that, well, they had all the guys, Hogan and a bunch of them came back. I don't know how many are actually wrestling. I think The Rock will kind of make a
cameo
cameo.
Out.
They're not like back wrestling full time.
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah.
Old timers. But I mean, so what is your theory then if Hulk Hogan didn't get booed, I should say, for going to that Donald Trump rally in California? What do you think it was? Just that he's annoying?
Do people think he was like a sellout or something like that? Like, I know he's partnered with WWE with like to promote his beer. He's just always like promoting his beer or his, is it weed or like mushrooms or like THC?
I think that's Ric Flair. Ric Flair's got the wheat.
Oh, okay. I know he's got something else. I thought it was like mushrooms or psilocybin. I don't know what it was, but he's just, I think he's annoying. I think he's obnoxious. I feel like I know him just by proxy to.
Oh my God. You heard about him every day for years. I'm sure.
I felt like I knew him. I saw him once, which was kind of cool. Not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was, perusing around Hogan's hangout on Clearwater Beach, and there was like a crowd forming, and we started following this black car that we believed had Hogan in it and with tinted windows, and the car like parked and out popped Hogan, and I was like, no way. And then I was like, I miss you, buddy. Hody, miss you.
Yeah, I saw him. I've only seen him, I think, one time, and he lived like right down the road from me growing up, and it was at the movies. I was probably like 14.
Yeah.
And he just came strolling. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hulkster.
Yeah. He's hard to miss. Oh, also another reason why I don't like him is his kid sucks. His kid sucks.
Oh.
Just an effing loser.
Have you met him?
No.
Okay.
No, but he's like, he's a loser. I know he got in that car wreck and like vegetabilized his friend, whatever, 17.
We all make mistakes.
Right. But then the whole, like driving drunk when his dad lives like a mile away. What do you, the DUI thing where, did you see the body cam footage where like Hogan shows up after they had Nick in custody? It was just really annoying. And he's just one of those, what do they call it? Like a Nepo baby. He's a Nepo baby, and he's annoying, and his son sucks, and he did a really bad job with him as a father.
I disagree. I think the Hulkster rules.
Okay. And, I agree to disagree.
Yeah, if you ever need a podcast, Hulk, you know, and you need somebody to produce it, I hope you'll consider me. I have a long experience and background in podcasting and radio, so I could definitely help you. And I think Nick rules. I think that kid.
You trying to get a job with him or something?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what his needs are.
Yeah.
And, you know,
pills.
Let's take a few, let's have some shots and go for a drive. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be fun. It'll be fun on Clearwater Beach.
You know, to be fair, I feel like I have some misdirected, not anger, but just like annoyance towards him because I had to hear his life story every day for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I just like don't want to talk about him ever again because not that I was like traumatized, but every day. Well, you know what? This is exactly how I was railroaded by my best friend, Hootie. I'm just like, dude, shut up. Never want to hear about Hulk Hogan again. Unless he gets hit by like a car or something, then whatever.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm done.
Wowie. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you, Joe. This was Hulk Hogan and Joe. That's what I'm going to call this.
Which is so apropos because Joe has a giant tattoo of Hulk Hogan on his back.
That's true. He does. I did see that. That's a lot of commitment. A lot of commitment there, my friend. All right. So we'll say goodbye to Radio St. Pete. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. And we'll say goodbye to free podcast listeners. Thank you for joining us. If you would like to, you can join the Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. We're going to do extra time now. Will's YouTube.com, Rumble, and Facebook. We'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.